Welcome to a special edition of NBA Sound System. Carlin Gay, Scott Rafferty on hand, and we are getting set to do a mock draft, a mock NBA All-Star 2019 mock draft. We are going to be picking the teams. We're gonna go head-to-head in this draft, and the actual rosters are going to be built out in NBA 2K19, the video game, and we're going to simulate that game and find out who has the better team. So so Scott will have the coin flip by our commissioner, Kyle Irving here, who's disgruntled because his team, things aren't happening well for Boston right now. Let's just leave it at that. All right, Scott, go ahead. Call it in the air.
All right. Heads.
This is beautiful radio. It's actually tails, which means I end up with the first pick of the 2019 All-Star Mock Draft right here on NBA Sound System, which, by the way, makes me default LeBron James.
Sure does.
It makes you Giannis. All right. My first pick.
We should clarify, by the way. We're doing all starters first and then moving
yes.
to reserves.
Just like the draft is. Yes. And then the last round, which is the third round, we have to pick our legends between Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki.
Yep.
So, well, we'll save it for that. But my first pick for Team LeBron, I'm going with James Harden as my first overall pick. James Harden.
Ooh.
Averaging 36 points per game. He'd be nasty. This is, keep in mind, I'm not drafting for real life here. I'm drafting based off what I think might happen in the video game.
I mean, he's just going to take all the possessions, right?
That's
like
fine.
Real life and video game. So LeBron is just going to be standing on the wing the whole time.
But he's a great
okay
passer.
That's fine.
He's a great passer.
He is. He's an underrated passer. People don't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
I don't know if that translates well in video games, but, you know.
Yeah, hopefully it does.
With my number one pick, the number two or four pick, however, but, you know, organizing this. Give me Steph. Steph and Giannis. That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
That's a solid choice.
You need shooting around Giannis. Get the best shooter in NBA history.
Which leaves me with the opportunity to pick up, speaking of shooting, Kevin Durant. I'm going with KD as my next pick. So I have LeBron James, James Harden, and Kevin Durant. You're already in trouble.
No, I'm not.
Those are the three best players in the game.
Nah, I'm not in trouble.
Those are the three best players in the game.
Don't worry about it. I'm not in trouble yet. Don't worry. Because you got to stop my team. And that's why I'm going to go with arguably the best two-way player in the NBA, Kawhi Leonard. Give me Kawhi Leonard. It was between him and Paul George. Give me Kawhi.
I'm going to destroy this guy in this series right now. It leaves no – I mean, this is a no-brainer for me. Kyrie Irving. How could I not pick Kyrie Irving in this situation? I have the best ball handlers, two best ball handlers in the league, in Kyrie and James Harden as my backcourt, front court, arguably the two best players in the league, and – LeBron and Kevin Durant.
You got two dudes in the guard spots who aren't going to pass, so I'm not too worried about this.
No, we share the rock.
And this is why you
We share the rock on Team LeBron.
So who's left now? We've got Paul George left, Kemba left, and Joel Embiid. Is that right?
That's right.
If I'm looking at this list, there is not one dude on the All-Star roster who can match up with Joel Embiid. So give me JoJo.
All right. That's a good choice.
7-footers in NBA 2K, they usually do pretty well.
It was tough because we were talking about this before we came on. He's the only true center in the starting lineup that got chosen to be in the starting lineup because Anthony Davis didn't make the starters for the West. So that leaves me the tough choice of of going with Paul George. I'm not going to have Kemba Walker in my front court. So Paul George is my pick here.
And I'll take Kemba.
Yeah, there we go. So to recap quickly, Team LeBron has LeBron James, of course, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Paul George, Kyrie Irving, and Team Giannis has Giannis, Kawhi Leonard, Kemba Walker, Joel Embiid, and Stephen Curry. Now it gets interesting because now we could actually go into the reserves and try to fill out this team. It's my pick, correct?
It's your pick, yeah.
Oh, this is easy. Anthony Davis. Give me Anthony Davis. I need a big bad. And I need him to play with LeBron James because that's eventually what's going to happen, according to reports, right?
According to reports. We don't know yet.
We don't have to wait for that in this draft. We could get him right now.
That was the obvious choice, right? He's basically the sixth starter on this team. You know what? I'm just going to go big. I'm going to go Jokic, who is
you're dying to take him.
Potentially the most underrated player in the NBA. Yeah, I probably would have taken him number one pick if it was possible. I love him that much. Give me Jokic.
I'm gonna on the piggybacking off of staying big. I'm gonna go big in the backcourt. I'm gonna go with Ben Simmons as my next pick. I think the length. We could go with five guys that can switch all positions and guard all positions, no matter how big you go. Ben Simmons is my guy.
But I think that works better in like real life than it does in NBA 2K. We'll find out. Like, he's not a great 2K player.
We'll find out.
You know what? I have my team is built around Giannis. I need shooting. This could come down to three or four players or something. I'm gonna take Klay Thompson. Give me Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep the Splash Brothers together.
Keep them together. By the way, we forgot to mention, while we were already, you know, excited to go knee-deep into this draft, that because Victor Oladipo is injured and he was selected as a reserve, we decided to go to our commissioner, Kyle, and he decided to replace Victor Oladipo with his man, D'Angelo Russell. So snubbing Jimmy Butler and entering D'Angelo Russell, who's having a fantastic season and deserves it. So even though he doesn't get picked in the real-life game, if that happens, or according to Trevor Booker's reports, it's already confirmed that that's probably going to happen. But for us, D'Angelo Russell's in the game. That doesn't mean I'm going to pick him now. It means that I'm going to go away from D'Angelo Russell, and I need shooting myself. So Bradley Beal is my next pick. Picking up Bradley Beal, he's going to be a nice player coming off the bench as my eighth man.
Dame. Best player available. I don't really know how he's fallen this far, but I'm fine with that.
I don't know if he's the best player available straight up and down.
Who's better than him that's available right now?
Can you make an argument for Russ? Can you make an argument for Kat?
I left Russ for you because you love him that much.
You know I love me some Russ. Yeah. In saying that, I'm not taking him here. I'm actually going with Kat. Karl-Anthony Towns.
You need some size.
I don't think that he should have made the team. That's just my personal opinion. The Timberwolves kind of flirting with the bottom of the Western Conference. I agree he's putting up big-time numbers, but there's more deserving players out there that probably should have made it on more successful team. But Kat's my guy.
He's your guy today.
For now, yeah.
We've had some conversations about Kat in the past. That's
another podcast for another time.
That's a different podcast, sorry. Not to get too ahead of myself. There's some interesting names available.
I can run that down for you. So LaMarcus Aldridge is still on the board. Blake Griffin is still on the board. Kyle Lowry is still on the board. Chris Middleton is still on the board. And Nikola Vucevic is still on the board, as is Russell Westbrook.
Okay, so looking at my roster, I feel like I need a little bit of size. I'm very guard-heavy and center-heavy right now.
We both are.
Give me Giannis's teammate, Chris Middleton, first-time All-Star, three-point shooter, good defender, can't go wrong.
That's a little high for my liking to select Middleton there, but
yeah, but you got
to
go with fit.
To each his own.
You got to go with fit.
You're pretty guard heavy, so am I. So I actually have to pick up Blake Griffin in this situation. Okay. Blake, the 6-time All Star, 3-time second All NBA team, having career highs in points this year. Detroit's winning hasn't come along with it, but maybe the back end of the season that might happen for him.
So who are we down to now? Aldridge, Lowry, Vucevic. Is Russ still available?
Russ is still available.
Russ is going with one of the last four picks in the second round.
Russ is still available. So was D'Angelo Russell.
Ooh, yeah, forgot about him. I don't know if I want Russ on my team. I love him, but I don't know if I want him on my team right now. You know what? Give me LaMarcus Aldridge.
Staying big, going with LaMarcus Aldridge. If you're not going to take Russ, shoot. I'm taking Russ. Give me some Russell Westbrook, averaging a triple-double. You talked about earlier about guys not passing. How about I bring in the guy that's leading the league in assist? How about that?
Okay. Teach your own. I'll take the guy who's second in the league in assist, then Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, you could have that one. That's I'll offer that one up. Are we down to just
Vucevic and Russell?
Vucevic and Russell.
If I have this right, yes. Hopefully we're not forgetting something.
I'm going to go with Nikola Vucevic here. The big man is having a great season, averaging 20 and 12. First-time All-Star to combat your first-time All-Star, Chris Middleton.
Okay, and then that leaves me with D'Angelo Russell.
That does leave you with D'Angelo Russell, the last pick of the entire draft. Mr. Mr. Irrelevant in this situation. Now onto the round three, the legends between Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki. I want to take D Wade. I have to take D Wade. I'm Team LeBron. I have to go with D Wade. Reunite them. I was actually gonna pick Dirk, but I have to pick D Wade because it's Team LeBron.
And this makes it perfect because you know who LeBron and Wade played against in that finals that they lost.
They did.
You know, the first
they
time
did.
They were together.
Give me they did. Well, I don't expect D Wade to step on the floor at all. I expect him to just wave the towel on the bench.
So now he'll get minutes.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he will.
All right, so let's read off the rosters for you real quick. It is Team LeBron, which is my team that I drafted. LeBron James, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Paul George is the starting lineup. Coming off the bench, Anthony Davis, Ben Simmons, Bradley Beal, Karl Towns, Blake Griffin, Russell Westbrook, Vucevic, and Dwayne Wade as our legend. For Team Giannis, the starting lineup is Giannis, Steph Curry, Kawhi, Embiid, and Kemba Walker playing at home. Maybe that gives him a little boost.
It does. It definitely gives my team a boost.
And coming off the bench, Jokic is your sixth man. Klay Thompson.
Why are you laughing? Dame, why are you laughing?
It's funny. Dame, Chris Middleton, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kyle Lowry, Russell Westbrook. Or no, sorry, D'Angelo Russell.
Yep.
And Disco Dirk. So we're going to do, we're going to set that up in NBA 2K 13 or 19. Why am I saying 13?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe LeBron
the
was
last
on the
one,
cover. Or
the last
like
one
that.
You played. Maybe.
Might have been. We're going to let the computer actually decide or put CPU versus CPU and then bring the results to you as soon as that is complete. And it's likely that I'll be talking a lot of trash because my team probably.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about this.
Keep it locked to NBA Sound System for more of the news, stories, and everything around the NBA. We're back here on NBA Sound System. Carlin Gay, Scott Rafferty. We just finished playing the simulation on NBA 2K19.
I sure did.
If you heard this, the first part of this NBA Sound System, you know that we spent the first 10 minutes of this drafting both All-Star teams. I was Team LeBron, he was Team Giannis, and the results are in. Go ahead, Scott. I'll give you your chance.
The results are in,
the
Colin.
The results are in.
They sure are. Team Giannis walks away with a commanding victory, 123-105.
Wow.
Just going to go through some stats right here. Kemba Walker, which we were talking about after the episode, was kind of unfair. We thought, well, I did, because I, you know, didn't have a choice. I got Kemba, and then the next pick you got Anthony Davis just because of the format. And looky, he's the highest point scorer on my team. 19 points in 31 minutes. Hits four threes. After him, Giannis was my second leading scorer, 16 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. Jokic off the bench with 13 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. For you, Paul George was your highest point scorer. He actually had 17 points and 9 assists, followed by Harden and Kyrie, and then Bradley Beal. And then you have to go pretty far down the list to find LeBron and KD, who probably just didn't get any passes from your guards.
Yeah, it was a lot of selfish basketball for Team LeBron as they take the L, the blowout L, in the one game. All-star game. We decided to go with the one game versus going with the seven game series. And even if we went with the seven game series, you beat me in that too.
Yeah, we should say that we did. We couldn't, you know, hold back on simulating a seven game series. So we did that. I think it went in six games, was it?
Yeah, it was a six.
Yeah, which is honestly surprised. I'm surprised. I'm surprised by the result, but I'll take it.
Yeah, so there it is. Team Giannis already one up on Team LeBron in this year's NBA All-Star draft.
Yep.
You know, I thought you did a poor job of drafting, but
I had no doubt that my
results are
better.
Yeah, so keep it locked to NBA Sound System for more. For Scott Rafferty, I'm Carlin Gay. We'll see you next time.